Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob. Are you playing some music or something, Miles?
Do what?
What was that?
Oh, a little polka music.
What was that for?
I like to start the show off different each week.
Oh, okay, so this week's polka music, we had Steve from Blues Clues a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
And last couple weeks we had John Hargrave on, and so...
Yeah.
He pretty much started the show. Actually, he started the show on one segment, and then you started on another segment.
Yeah.
By asking, well, when do you think we'll be happy I'll have sex with computers?
Right. And I think you're already doing that. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. Perpetual smile. So anyway, I want to run through a couple of house cleaning bits. I forgot to, because of our big interview, say thanks to the guys at Cheese Reels for sending us a special... another special award, which is in our links section. Cool little caricature thing of those guys and our website and all that cool kind of stuff. They're very very supportive, and we thank them very much. We want to thank John Hargrave for being our guest for the last two shows. We actually only taped it all and recorded it all in one setting, but then I broke it up because it was so damn long. So I'd like to thank him. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And we enjoyed having him from Zug.com. And I'm waiting to hear how he did in the Comedy Arts Festival because his website was on that deal, you know. So hopefully I'll find out pretty soon. Maybe next week we'll have that info. What else? Anything you got going on?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, I got one more thing.
Uh-oh.
That I got here. And this, and you, I think I told you about it, but you... probably didn't read it. I read Zug.com before we asked him to be on the show, and then after we taped the show, on February 25th, and so now we're into March, but he wrote this on February 26th, but I just wanted to read it to everybody on our show, even though people who went to his site already read it. And I'm going to read it out loud to you, Miles, because you'll have some interest here. I'm going to skip a paragraph that deals with some other stuff that he's got going on, just go straight to our stuff. I did an interview on Sunday. This was a radio interview, not a job interview. Though in many ways they were similar. I had to use the same skills like self-confidence and not drooling on myself. This is John Hargrave. In fact, even though it was just a phone interview, I wore a suit. The interview was for Static Radio, this online radio show created by two Midwestern guys about my age. They asked me to do the interview in a professional manner. They were politely persistent, and when I listened to their show, I thought it was funny, so I did it. I think they're good. I think they need a little production and editing, but for the love of God, they're doing this themselves in their spare time. I'm putting a little inflection here. You got that, Miles?
Right. No, you sound like him.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
The raw talent is there. Bob, the host, has a phenomenally quick mind. Talking with him on the phone, he's a crazy riffer. I mean a mad riffer. Comedy hyperspace. As with Robin Williams, it's hard to keep up, but fun to try. The guy on the phone is named Miles, who reminds me of the great Andy Richter on Conan. Far from being a sidekick, Miles has his own separate comedy style, which feeds on and plays off Bob's. They're a good team. Hold on, I'm not finished yet. I'll take comments from you in a minute. So why can't these guys get hired somewhere? What is wrong with this world? They swear a lot and make poo jokes. Maybe that's why Comedy World hasn't picked them up yet. Maybe the website has not been promoted enough for Comedy Central to notice. Maybe Hollywood hates the Midwest. I don't know. It's not fair. And then he goes on to say what he wanted the interview called. He says, I wanted them to call the interview John Hargrave Breaks His Silence. He kept making jokes off the interview. We'll call it John Hargrave Breaks Wind. But we didn't call it that.
Yeah.
That sounds nice and Baba Wawa-ish. I could be a guest on The View with that. Today on Oprah, John Hargrave Breaks His Silence. His courage to be himself, his vision, and what he really thinks about Nicole Kidman. I don't know what they're going to call the interview, probably the loser John Hargrave or John Hargrave, the guy we found out is not as funny as he seems on the web, or some obscure guy no one's ever heard of who thinks he's all that and a bag of cats. But anyway, that was the article that he wrote for his Daily Journal.
Wow.
I thought that there was one little piece in there that you might have an issue with that I wanted to bring up here at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, he's a real dick beater, I can tell you. I have an issue with Andy Richter, which I'm not going to go into.
No, no, I want you to go into it. That's the whole idea of me reading this.
No, I know.
He compares you to the great Andy Richter on Conan.
No, on that show, I was more like the Phil Giroux of the Tom Green show. I was more the guy in the window just giggling, basically, with the coffee cup. I used to sit by Andy Richter, a.k.a. Andy Swanson, in study hall, and I remember he was somewhat of a little conceited jag-off, you know, and he wasn't funny then, and he isn't funny now, so.
See, that's what I thought.
Hear this comparison, you know, I cannot, you know, I can't accept it. I can't.
You can't?
No.
See, that's what I thought was so great. There were so many points in this, our conversation with John Auger that were really interesting because there was connections, but there wasn't really any way for us to know that.
Yeah.
He actually, and I found this out after the fact, he actually talked to the people in the advertising agency who pushed the Juan Valdez logo.
Yeah.
At some kind of meeting somewhere. He does a lot of writing on his website, and I was reading one of his writings, and he says he actually sat at the table for lunch with the people who did the Juan Valdez campaign.
Wow.
So I made these jokes on the show about Juan Valdez being reduced to a logo. Now, I hadn't read this previous to interviewing him. I read a few things, but I didn't get that deep into his website.
Yeah.
And then for him to write this, not knowing that you went to high school with Andy Richter, Andy Swanson, and really essentially hate his guts, and yet he compares you with him is just hilarious.
I mean, I don't really even know the guy, but I think he told me to shut up once or something.
Christ said zip it up is probably what he said.
That stupid little talking head shirt he used to wear every friggin' day. I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Oh, he is such a little dick beater.
Well, I hope that you like to be. I'm gonna doctor a photo and put you know, I'll have a T-shirt of Robin Williams on. You'll have a T-shirt of Andy Richter on.
Oh yeah.
Our heroes.
You know what?
Our heroes.
You know who else is a little dick beater too? Is Scott Baker from Streaming Media. He's a son of a bitch too. If they were to have a Temptation Island with people that are in love with themselves, he'd be on it.
He would be on it?
Yes.
Well, I think you probably would be on it too.
Son of a bitch.
You've been caught in a lot of self-love acts, haven't you?
Well, that's a whole different thing. But man, why do you have to make that comparison?
Isn't that great?
Right. Oh yeah, I know you're loving it.
You can't believe. I read this on Monday, February 26th, the anxiety I've had to hold on to this and not be able to divulge it.
You know, I do a good thing this weekend. I write to the family of Billy Barty.
Yes.
And give my condolences to his family and CCU about it.
Right.
Maybe, you know, if you see what a nice guy I can be, and now you turn around and stab me in the back with how dare you.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Does that really go to the family of Billy Barty?
I found a Billy Barty website, and I said I was sorry that he died.
Well,
I wanted to know if he was on a show called Dr. Shrinker. That's all.
Oh, sure. Oh, we're sorry that he died, but could you go through his bio and tell me, was he on Dr. Shrinker?
Anyway, getting back to John Hargraves, he's a funny guy. I'm glad he was on the show, but, I wish he hadn't.
Well, maybe we can get him back to write back with something a little more in tune with what you want.
Oh, man, I would rather be...
The funny thing is you sat next to the guy and he compares you to him. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? Like a weird world, man?
That is weird.
I swear, the only thing I have against him, I think he did tell me to shut up once or something.
And he wore the same talking head shirt all the time.
Yeah, he wore the stupid stop making sense or talking in tongues or whatever. I don't know who. I don't know. The guy's an untalented fool.
Untalented fool.
Yeah.
And actually, he's not got a gig right now, does he?
Well, as I predicted, he would disappear off the face of the earth. And I think I've pretty much come, you know.
He was in a movie recently. I can't remember what one.
Yeah, who saw it? Yeah, you can't think of it, can you?
Yeah, I can't.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Well, I hope that your career doesn't take the same nosedive that Andy Richter's does.
Yeah, Yeah, good.
Evidently, with my comparison, I'm going to be Oscar nominated within the next 10 years.
I know, yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of sunshine blowing up your ass. Damn.
So what's going on this week? Let's get off Andy Richter. We got 10 minutes of Andy Richter bashing now here.
So. Okay, listen, I got a very short story tonight, so here it goes.
All right.
We go over to my wife's grandmother's apartment.
Sure.
We have supper, and my two little boys are wrestling.
They're wrestling?
And they will not quit wrestling. They're just wrestling and wrestling, ages 4 and 2, right?
Sure.
Miles Jr. and Bo Cephas.
Right, little baby Bo Cephas.
Well, little Bo Cephas, age 2 years old, jumps and knees little Miles Title Jr. right in the ball. And this kid is crying. He is crying. Right?
I'm sure he is.
And so poor grandma, you know, she's about 93 years old, I think, or something. She's not really paying attention very well. She's like, well, what is it? What's going on, you know? And my wife, you know, is trying to find, like, a nice way to tell her what happened, but grandma's just not getting it, you know.
His bell got rung?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, you just try to put it nicely, you know.
His dice got shook? What?
So, grandma's like, well, come over here and I'll rub it.
At that point, Miles proceeds to take things off the coffee table and smack himself in the nuts.
Oh, I hurt myself. Oh.
Grandma!
Jesus. Oh, God.
Somehow this candy just jumped up and hit me in the goat heads.
Oh, I'm just glad she wasn't going to kiss it or something.
Oh, all these gummy bears are stuck to my zipper. rub it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's how it all started about 72 years ago with Grandpa. Grandpa faked the hitting the nads, and she started rubbing on it. The rest is history, as they say.
Oh, my gosh. That's my short story.
That was a short story.
Thank you. Because I know you have a very good story for tonight.
Well, I do, and I think I might say that for next week because we're running out of time.
Oh.
But my wife has recently been very ill around the house here.
Right.
And she's had to go to the doctor several times, and she's had like this constant fever.
Uh-huh.
And in her feverish state one night, she broke the thermometer.
I don't want to say rectally, but...
no.
Okay.
She was pulling it out of the drawer, and somehow she broke it.
Okay.
And so, now, having a young child, we have several thermometers in the house.
Yeah.
We got one of those ear deals, you know?
Yeah.
And we had the regular thermometer, so
right.
there was a bit of a scare there with the mercury and so forth.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure we got everything cleaned up before anybody stuck their finger in it, put it in their mouth or something.
Right.
And so we got that. And we also have another digital thermometer.
Right.
That is like a regular thermometer, but it's digital.
Right.
Now, my wife proceeds to be taking her temperature.
Yeah.
And I come to the realization that, well, one of those digital thermometers was used as a rectal thermometer at one point. On our daughter... Whenever she was ill, and you know, the doctor's like, the ear thing doesn't take a good temperature, so you gotta do it rectally to get like a really good, you know. And she was very young at the time, and we were new parents, so we were very worried.
Yeah.
And so it was used.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, mark, I remember at the time, mark that one. Because I don't really wanna, you know.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Tell me that's not the one to use.
Well, so, you know, I'm like, I think you used the rectal thermometer. So at this point, she's really getting upset about this. Needless to say.
Yeah.
I don't think we really took any precautions afterward. We just said, well, this is going to be the rectal one. Put it back in the sleeve. There wasn't a lot of, like, cleaning or just other than a wipe. You know, there wasn't, like, a disinfectant or anything involved. We just wiped it off and stuck it back in and said, oh, that's the rectal.
Oh.
Right? And then all these months go past.
Oh.
Year, right?
Yeah.
And she's really sick. I mean, she had, like, a fluctuating fever up in the hundreds, like, for a week or two.
Yeah.
And so she's finally breaks the one, you know, oral thermometer that we have. And so she starts scrounging around for something other than the ear thermometer, so.
This thermometer tastes like shit.
Mmm. Tastes like string peas.
Oh, God.
But we still, I would say we're fairly sure that it wasn't the rectal thermometer.
Was
just
not.
Just to share that with everybody, but
okay.
It may have been.
Oh God!
There was a bit of doubt.
Oh.
So we've bought a new one, and I think we've labeled the other ones rectal. I don't know.
Yeah. Have you kissed your wife since this incident? Or? That would be like very like uptight.
Yeah, yeah, I have. See, she actually has much better oral hygiene than I do, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that's true.
She should be the one worried about kissing me. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't know. We've had a little bit of a mishap
with
the old rectal thermometer.
Oh.
So we'll definitely put a big R on that or some kind of red tape or something from this point on.
Yeah.
We're going to know what it is. We got this new one now, so.
Yeah.
Whew. I'm just glad it wasn't me. I couldn't stand it. I probably would puke. I can't believe as soon as I said, you know, I didn't even want to say it, but I was like, I think that might have been the rectal one.
Oh, God.
I think I would have just gave it up right there.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, all I can think about is every time I've changed a poopy diaper, and that was in my mouth.
Oh.
Like a big old thing of peanut butter or something.
Oh,